Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, man.
Man, you had no cracks there.
That didn't happen.
Let me see if I can get... Let me help you out. There we go.
Oh, that was a good one.
Right?
What's going on, y'all?
Yeah,
welcome
up,
back
y'all?
To the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am one of your hosts, Gabrielle, also known as Gabe.
And I am your other host, Chad, also known as... Babe.
Babe.
That's right.
Babe. We look like Christmas. I have on a green sweater.
Oh, we do.
On a red shirt. That's so funny.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Hey.
It's the best time
you guys,
of the year.
Is your Christmas tree up yet?
Oh, my God. We have a holly.
Okay. Are you done?
I'm done.
I feel like you're going to wait until I start talking.
No, I am so
you
done.
Bust back out with something.
I'm done.
I feel like your mic is extra close.
I'm done.
Are you
Christmas this year? Okay, I'm done. Seriously.
Are your Christmas trees up, though? That's all I want to know. Ours is not. We actually just bought a new Christmas tree this week. We got a green one.
We did. It's like
it's a light green.
It's like an ashy green.
It is. It's like you would put green and white together.
It's really nice, though.
It's nice. I like it because we thought we were going to want the green tree with like the white tips. But honestly, like those, they just look like a white tree mostly. So it's like not enough. I don't think the mixture is.
We weren't in sync on that. We were going to just leave that in the back street. Oh my God. You know, Frosted Tips. That was like.
Frosted Tips is one of their songs?
No, that's what they used to, and like that used to be the way you would Frosted Tips. White guys would wear Frosted Tips, like Backstreet Boys. And
oh my God.
NSYNC.
I was like, what are we talking about?
Oh my goodness.
So we got our Christmas
tree. It's like 90 degrees
it's
in here.
It's
like 98 degrees in here.
Bang.
Okay, I'm done.
Are you done?
Okay.
Y'all.
I just need some TLC, girl.
My tooth is bothering
it
me.
Is.
So all of this extra, I'm like, can I make my point?
I'm like sweating here right now. I'm just sweating. Okay, go ahead.
I'm done.
Okay.
Go right ahead. What do you have to say? Because I was just trying to do the podcast. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to have some conversation.
All right, let's do it.
Because it is freaking Saturday when we're filming this. We have never filmed a podcast this late. And it's like, let's just get it done.
Y'all gonna get a Sunday podcast.
We were supposed to have a date night tonight. And I'm like, the time is dwindling because I just want to sit down and relax for a moment because we've been decluttering all day. Well,
kicking
we
butts.
Did the bulk of the declutter last week. We did hire someone to help us with our basement.
Mm-hmm.
And phase one was pretty much touching everything, keeping it, giving it away, figuring out what to do with it. So then today they came back to actually organize it and like,
and it looks amazing.
It looks so
like
good. So good.
It's great. We're so excited.
The kids are downstairs, so we're like,
yes.
Is that a cry?
Chad Jr.'s in charge right now, so we'll see how long that lasts.
Right.
But
yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's what's been going on. I mean, there's no Alabama game today, which is very sad. I'm still gonna rock my gear. Roll Tide.
Are you not going to elaborate on the basement? I feel like I've been carrying this podcast.
You have.
For the 3 minutes that we've
well, let's
been
get,
on here.
Let's get into this intro real quick.
Okay.
All right. Tell she tired.
It's the combination of being tired, and I think that having a toothache is probably like the worst pain.
It is. It's so horrible.
It's just an annoyance, and I have this thing like it just hurts when I bite down, and even like the tooth is sensitive to touch, and I'm like, what is going on? I had this issue about a month ago, and I went, and they changed, they like took my filling out and gave me a new filling.
And said, hope that works.
Right, basically, and it worked for about a week and a half. And then it started bothering me a little bit, but it was just like, is it enough that I want to go back? I don't like going to the dentist. So I was like, I'll just rock with it. And it has now been a month, and it's just, it's starting to get worse. So she's
been leaning with it and rocking with it the whole time.
So I'm definitely calling the dentist on Monday because I can't. Yeah,
she needs to.
I need to be able to eat on the right side of my mouth. Like, I'm tired of chewing on the left side.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Yeah.
When I was going through my transplant process or implant process, that was rough because I'd have to chew on my right side only.
Mm-hmm.
But you chew where you chew. So, like, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's difficult. Then sometimes you forget and you chomp down and it's,
the worst.
It's a worse. So,
but yeah, but the basement.
The basement.
The basement. So, basically, the decluttering is I mean, pretty much I would say 95% done. We can do a little bit more as far as, like, organizing. We've got a few things that once we get the pantry stuff that we've got out there and actually do the pantry, then obviously that'll free up that space.
Yeah.
But we're excited because now we're going to we officially signed the contract.
We did.
To get the basement, part of the basement
finished.
The, you know, because part of it is half of it's finished, but there's a half of it that's not. So we broke that into two sections.
So yeah, a fourth of that is gonna get finished.
Yeah, so yeah, basically
our workout space
is gonna get finished. It's gonna be nice. We're so excited. We've got some great plans for it. But it'll be the workout area and just be really nice. And then the other area will be a third full bath and entrance to like a closet, and then like the entrance to the actual storage area that we're not going to finish.
Created like a storage closet. And it's not going to be finished.
No point. He was like, you could finish it, but there's really no point. I mean,
yeah,
it's not big enough to be like an actual like bedroom space or anything like that.
You can't really do much with it. Plus, we have like a crawl space. So it's great because you can just store things on top and then in the room also. So I'm excited about
it. We're very excited. So really he should excited. Be starting that. With. He said within 10 days of signing the contract, he can get started. So signed yesterday.
Yeah. So
that's very exciting.
We can have a new workout.
He said 8 to 10 days it would take him to get done?
That's what he said. I was like 8 to 10 like business days. So obviously we'll run into the holidays.
Yeah.
But I think by the end of the year we should have a new space there, which is exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then we'll decide when we want to do the bathroom.
The bathroom thing is not like a, you know,
concern of ours, but
the workout area was definitely something. So we're gonna get like a different workout setup and like actually have a pull up bar down there now. Like it's gonna be dope. We're really excited about that.
Super excited. And I promise we're not doing nothing else in this house. I feel like we said that after we got the kitchen cabinets painted, like that was the biggest thing we were gonna do. Then we were like, well, after the fence. Now we're like, okay, after the basement, we're not doing anything else.
Well, look, hey, man, well, you know, the biggest thing is, too, is the thing that I always think about is like
resale value.
If we ever decide to sell, like right now we're not, but
you're right.
Like, I mean, we're going to make
definitely all beneficial.
Yeah, we make it a fifth bedroom down there with a third full bath, you know, then, I mean.
Yeah. No, it'll definitely help us out. Ice cream? Yeah, here, Reagan, come here, asking for ice cream. No, not right now.
Nobody.
You cannot.
Chad, you're in charge, remember? You're in charge. You guys can have a snack, but not ice cream, okay?
Grab some grapes.
Grab some grapes or something, okay?
No. Okay, well,
okay, well, don't grab grapes. Grab a handful of nothing.
Anyway.
Yes. All right, quick battery change, because apparently the battery was not full.
Yeah, I don't remember. You can remember what we were talking about.
But yeah, but we were just talking about that we're very excited about the space down there.
We are. And we're not doing anything else.
Yeah, not doing anything else. But we're talking about how the resale, like, you know.
Resale value, anything,
doing the white cabinets, doing the fence, adding the basically fifth bedroom, third full bath, all of these things, new carpet, all of these things are going to be, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, they make the value of the home.
New carpet was a bonus.
Yeah, new carpet was a bonus. I mean, it was, I mean, we made it new like 2 years ago. But,
oh, true. Yeah.
So, but yeah, so very excited about that. What else been going on? Busy. Oh. Oh yeah, what's up?
Busy. Have we had a podcast since the election results?
No.
We have not had a podcast since the election. Y'all know what I'm doing.
Yes. Yes. So basically, we are very excited that we have a new president-elect and a new vice president-elect. Some folks necessarily can't accept that, but...
I mean, hey, and somebody's probably going to comment and say it ain't over yet.
But it is.
But I'm excited about the possibility.
Yes.
How about that? So yeah.
We're excited about the possibility of a president and vice president that you know, we believe that can bring unity and bring people together and maybe spread a lot more positivity than... What we've been getting.
The biggest thing, like,
we haven't been getting positivity from our past president.
Yeah, it just ain't been right. I read this, I don't know, something on Instagram that was like, and I was like, man, that was so true. It was talking about how there's no love in the White House. Like, you know, I mean, obviously we have the Obamas. Can't nobody talk to you.
But even the Bushes before that.
But like the Bushes and like, you know, the Kennedys and like, you know, no playing out on the lawn or taking vacation trips or like all the things that you see these first families do, and like they're loving and this and like Melania won't even hold homeboy's hand, like, and I read it and I was like, man, that's so true. Like, there's no affection there at all. Like, that's not what you would expect to see as a first family.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just really interesting.
It's very interesting. I just think that, you know, we're just excited for a leader that you know, seems to care about all people versus the people that like him, you know, and that other people have other opinions, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We can all agree to disagree.
Absolutely.
And we'll leave it at that, because we're not going to argue about it. We voted for who we voted for. Yeah. You voted for who you voted for. But guess what?
And look, nobody is perfect here either. So
blame me.
Just because we're excited about the possibility doesn't mean that
we think that
Biden is flawless. Yeah. Or yes. Like,
nobody is flawless.
Nobody is. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, unless Jesus ran, then, you know.
About somebody.
Yes.
Either way. So, yeah.
Either way, but we just think that, you know, there's better opportunities ahead for the United States of America with this new president-elect and vice president-elect. Yeah. So, excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Questions?
Questions.
Question. Tell me what you think about me.
All right, what page? Or number.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, there's...
Are they numbered?
Uh-huh.
1,001 questions. Bless you. So, I'm going to go with... 999.
Okay, you getting
999. Don't turn it upside down though.
Don't do that.
That ain't about to write.
Do you find it easy to ignore or avoid facing up to deep spiritual matters? Why or why not?
Do I find it easy to ignore
or avoid facing up to deep spiritual matters? Why or why not?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that I find it. I mean, I don't think that I avoid it. Is it something that I discuss with everybody? No. But it's not something that I avoid.
I agree. We're spiritual people. So
I don't think that there's an issue with either of us to ignore.
We know where our blessings come from. Yeah, we know where, you know, our thanks should be going. It's to God. So
what number you got?
Let's go with
775. 775. 775. Jeez, it's taking me forever to get there. Okay. How do you heal a broken heart?
How do you heal a broken heart?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, time.
Time
heals everything. But also prayer. Learning from it, so taking the lessons learned in that, and, you know, and figuring out how you are going to, you know, make yourself a better person from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, what can I take from this, from this broken heart? What can I make sure I'm never going to accept again? What am I never going, what did I do well that I want to continue to do and do even better?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't control somebody else that broke your heart, or something that broke your heart.
Yeah.
You know, not getting a position or things like that can break your heart as well. So you just have to take your lessons, you know, take time, and yeah, process it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I think you said all. Yeah. You know,
and you'll get through it.
Yeah, surround yourself with people that are going to help you through it, keep you, you know, your spirits upbeat, and
yeah,
you know, not just retreating and.
And people, they're not going to minimize your feelings.
Oh, yeah. That's going to allow you to have those feelings.
Have your feelings. Yeah. Your feelings are your feelings. So have them. And someone that wants to minimize them, probably don't need it in your corner.
If it's a relationship heartbreak, just cut it. Unfollow them.
Exactly.
Unfriend them. Like,
and don't search for another mate to fill that place. Void.
Yes. Oh, that's a
rebounds
good one.
Is bad.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So
it is, rebounding is a real thing.
Yeah. It's not only on the basketball court. Okay. It's on the court of life.
The court of life.
He
is so silly.
So anyway. All right. So we're going to jump into our first sponsor. We have worked with this company so much. I mean, mm-hmm. just in general and all of our platforms. So we want to tell you about HelloFresh. So what you can, you know, HelloFresh is you can actually get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. It actually lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. So they offer convenient, no-contact delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. Recipes are easy to follow, simple steps, pictures to guide you along the way. I mean, you literally cannot mess up these meals mm-hmm. because the pictures
it's
are great.
It's laid out for you.
It's yeah. perfect. Yeah. Do this first, second. Yeah. Perfect. HelloFresh offers more than 20 chef-crafted delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut, try new things, and make any night feel special. So that's great. There's something everyone will enjoy. You know, they have 20-minute meals, low-calorie, vegetarian, family-friendly recipes, mm-hmm. and many more. HelloFresh is the first global carbon-neutral meal kit company, and they also deliver pre-portioned ingredients so you're not overbuying, you know, which is a burden on your on the planet and your wallet. When you waste food, you know, that's, I mean, you wasted it money. Exactly. So, and it's easy to change delivery days or meal plan preferences because they have a lot of different preferences that you can do, and you can even skip a week whenever you need right on their app. Mm-hmm. So, very easy.
So convenient.
Very convenient. And they're actually committed to, you know, giving back. So, they actually are donating meals to those in need. So, and so far in 2020, they have donated 3.5 million meals.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool with their HelloFresh's Beyond the Box program. So, I mean, that's really great. But yeah, so, but we, like I said, we love HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. Great meals. I don't think we've had a bad meal at all. So you can actually go to HelloFresh.com/LMO90 and use code LMO90 to get $90 off your off, including free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's HelloFresh.com/LMO90 and use code LMO90 to get $90 off, including free shipping.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So check them out.
Check them out.
And yeah, so
you want to do a couple more
questions? Yeah, do a couple more questions.
Sure. Let's do 333.
Oh, I almost flipped right to the page. I was on 61. It's on 62.
Uh-oh.
Growing up, for which holidays did your family decorate the house?
I think Christmas. Christmas was the one. Like, we never, it's so interesting. Like, I watch all these people on YouTube who, like, switch out every change of season. And I'm like, people really do that? Like, I didn't grow up in a house where we changed out when it was springtime.
Yeah.
And then when it was summertime and fall, it was Christmas decorations that went up and then they came down.
Exactly.
Like mid-January in my house.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. That's probably why I don't do a whole lot of decorating at the house now. Like, I just didn't grow up in a house where we did all of that.
Same way.
Most of the time we were in an apartment.
Yeah,
we were in an apartment until I was, I think, like in eighth grade or high school or something. And then we had the house, but I think Christmas was basically the main the main time that we decorated the house.
I would agree. It's the same for us. Yeah. We lived in an apartment a lot. I mean, I'd never lived in a house. So, apartment.
Yeah.
And then, you know, parents just didn't. I mean, we did a little. We had a tree, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, so that would be about the only one that we decorated for. Now, Mom would, you know, sometimes she would cook. Most of the time, we would just go to my grandparents for holiday meals.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we would always Christmas.
Christmas is the one.
It's probably why that's both of our favorites.
All of the decor stayed the same all year round. What? No. Oh, yeah. Now I do switch out pillows at Christmas time, but
now auntie though.
That, honey, auntie. Okay, auntie is my great aunt. She is Nana, my grandmother's sister, and she is one person that goes all out. Out.
I don't even know where she keeps all of her stuff.
I have. It has to be in the basement. She has Christmas things for days. I mean, Santa Claus. It's crazy. For days. I mean, all of the things. Like, if you've ever watched our vlogs, you've probably seen it. But even for like Thanksgiving, she has all of the things. And
it's crazy.
I don't know where they got all that.
And she loves that, though.
Because great granny loved to host. My great grandmother, Nana's mother, she loved to host. So she always had like, you know, themed things. But yeah, I didn't get that.
It's funny because Nana doesn't do all that.
Nana don't do all of that. My mama don't do all of that. I don't do all of that. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Auntie is definitely, that's her thing, though. She loves doing that.
Shout out to Auntie because she loves to decorate.
Let's go with 222.
222. We're in room 222. What is your favorite style of music and how often do you listen to it?
I would say nowadays, probably like Christian music.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that.
Probably Christian music. And just, I put it on and it's just soothing. It's encouraging. Sometimes you sing with it. Sometimes you just, you know, kind of feed your spirit with it. But that's if I'm working or relaxing. But if I'm trying to, like, you know, get hyped, I've got a few songs that are, you know, hip-hop songs, you know, that I put on to get us hyped.
Yeah.
You know, before we did a brand shoot a couple nights ago, I said, okay, you need to get hyped.
I know he did. He put the song on.
Put the song on. We were in there dancing. Get hyped. So, you know, there's always music for something. But, yeah, I would say Christian music probably right now. Mm-hmm. That same album that you listen to over and over and over
y'all,
and over.
I love the Photograph soundtrack. It is like my favorite album. It has been my favorite album since it came out. I listen to it all day on like Mondays. Mondays are my like busy day. I have client check-ins and I'm typically at my computer all day and it's my work soundtrack. I literally listen to it. Back to back. If you've not listened to the Photograph soundtrack, it is really good. Like, it's so good. It's just smooth. Like, I'm a neo soul at heart. I love all of that. Yeah, heart and soul, you know, the Soul Coffee Station on Spotify.
Soul Train. Like
those are like, that's what I love to
Soul Plane.
Yeah, I've never seen Soul Plane.
What?
That is one movie I've never seen. There are so many classics that I have not seen. So many.
I was like, wow.
And I made a list of them to watch when I was pregnant. And then I think I only got through like two.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Things I have not seen. Have y'all seen Soul Plane? Am I the only one that's not seen?
Everybody's seen Soul Plane.
Really? Is that the one with Snoop Dogg?
Kevin Hart, yeah. Snoop Dogg. I mean, there was.
You make me want to watch Soul Plane. I can't watch it now. It's probably one of those things like I'd be mad if I watched it.
It'd probably be ridiculous right now.
It's kind of like a nostalgic thing. Like if you've seen it, and maybe you laugh. But
it's the same thing. Like, you know, like you could still watch like a movie like Friday now.
Oh, true. Because but that's classic.
But that's also like Soul Plane was like.
Was it bootleg?
Well, it was trying to make, like, you know, this plane all of a sudden, you know, obviously. It was like a
play. Wasn't Samuel L. in it, too?
I mean, there's a lot of people in it. So, yeah. But, like, Soul Plane was like almost a different version, like, of the Airplane.
Oh, I never seen Airplane.
Airplane was a funny movie with Liam Neeson.
Also, it's like the black version. Like they tried to make a black version.
Yeah, it had a completely different story. But I mean, obviously, it was the black version. Like it was definitely, you know. But I think that it was supposed to be like, you know, kind of a similar type of feeling because, like, you know, the plane was, you know, sitting there at hydros going down the runway, like, you know, things that are not realistic, you know. But
you gonna make me want to watch.
I mean, it was good, but you know, but it might be really corny now watching it because of the special effects then.
Oh yeah,
probably. They're not what they are now. Interesting. Yeah, so I don't know, but yeah, that's funny.
So many movies.
So many movies.
You always think like, when am I going to watch these movies?
That's a good question.
We always sit down looking for movies to watch, and instead of like watching some of these classics that I've not seen before, I always want to see something new.
I know.
I've really been craving a good romantic comedy lately, and they just don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them like they used to.
Like, what was the last
good
romantic comedy that we watched, honestly? Like, and what is the last one that you guys watched? If you have any suggestions, please leave them in the comments.
I mean,
okay?
where are the Love and Basketballs? Where are the Brown Sugars?
Where are
the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Where are they Made in Manhattans? And you know what I'm saying?
The Wedding Planner.
My Best Friend's Wedding. Like, where are those types of movies?
I mean,
I just feel like they just don't make them anymore.
They don't.
Like, what?
They really don't.
We really be trying too. I think, what was the last good movie that we watched? I can't even remember.
The last rom-com that we watched was the one with Seth Rogen. Where she was
Charlize Theron.
Where she was running for president.
That was the last one.
And that was a rom-com.
That was good. You know what I thought was going to be a rom-com, but it wasn't? The one with Issa Rae and Homeboy. We thought it was going to be a rom-com.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was actually really
funny. It was funny, but it wasn't a rom-com.
It wasn't a rom-com.
In any way, shape, or form.
I remember it, like, you know, it jumps off pretty early on in the movie. And when it did, we was like, oh, this is not what we were expecting.
This is not what we were expecting.
But it was
good. I mean, it was good, but it definitely was not a romantic comedy.
So if y'all have any rom-coms to recommend, please send them our way, even if they're Hallmark movies.
My way.
I don't know. I feel some kind of way about Hallmark movies.
We need a movie. Won't you please send them my way?
Send them our way. You were supposed to keep going.
I know, I don't know.
My mom loves Hallmark movies, and I'm always just like,
some of them are good.
Some of them are good.
Some of them are Hallmark movies.
It just makes you think of like Lifetime movies. Like, some of them are really good, and some of them are like,
Lifetime movies. Like,
right. Like,
some are Hallmark movies, and some are really good.
That is horrible.
Some of them are Lifetime movies, and some of them are
but
just really
people
good
love them. My mother will watch Hallmark.
That's
all
why
day
those.
Long.
I mean, that's why those channels. The,
all
look,
day
those
long
channels are gonna make it
them
until the rapture. Okay, Lifetime and Hallmark are gonna be the last channels.
What was his name? Cameron.
Kurt Cameron comes down and says, "It's time, y'all." right next to Jesus, like, it's time. Look, that's going to be the only two channels that make it to the rapture.
Oh, that's so funny. Now it's time to watch Christmas movies.
It is.
I'm about to start playing my Christmas music, too. I've been waiting. Throw on that John Legend. It is my favorite Christmas album.
That is. That's a good album.
I would probably start listening to that every day. All day.
All day, every day, all day.
It's
hilarious.
Cool. Yeah.
So we were thinking about, we're obviously going to be a little bit shorter here because it's Saturday. But we were thinking about doing just a Ask Aiden Bay. And so we'll go ahead and jump into that one.
Okay. What you got?
So, let's see.
Show me what you got.
My spouse is my coworker. That's the subject line. What up, peeps? What up?
What up?
No, I'm just joking. Hey, Gabe and babe. My name is... Yeah, that's what she... say. And my name is Paige. What's up, Paige?
Hey,
you didn't say you wanted to be anonymous, so...
Wait, she didn't. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm a loyal subscriber to your podcast and family YouTube channel, and I love watching your kids.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I need some general advice. My husband and I are about to start our own trucking business.
Oh, that's dope.
Congrats.
Yeah.
I have done all my research and very confident about how we will profit and provide for our family. My question is, what are some pros and cons with working with your spouse? What are some things that we could do to avoid conflict? My husband and I have worked two jobs together in the past, and it was not good for our relationship. The old saying is never bring your work home, but unfortunately, that's something you cannot avoid sometimes. Thank you for keeping us entertained.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
And for submitting your question. I think it's hilarious that you have already identified that it's not the best fit when you guys work together, but you're still deciding to try it again. So kudos to you for trying a third time.
Yeah.
I
think that...
And maybe this one will be the one where it's like, oh, we finally got it, you know?
Yeah.
So, let's see. I would say the biggest con, I'm going to just start with the biggest con of working with your spouse is similar to what you mentioned, is that if you don't have clear boundaries set on work hours, when we're talking about it, when we're not talking about it, it can have the tendency to spill over into wherever else on date night, in the bed, while you're watching TV. Like, if you don't set those clear boundaries, yeah, like, this is when we're talking about what needs to be talked about work-wise, and this is just us time, because a lot of times it's hard to turn it off. I know, at least for me, is it? Because I always be thinking about stuff outside of business hours. I'd be like,
Let me tell you.
The most random thing. He was like, I mean, I'll look on Monday.
Yeah, I'm not about to like, right she'll, now. She'll, it'll be 11 o'clock at night.
It'll be so random.
It'll be 11 o'clock at night. We could be about to, like, make out. Like, it's about time. You know, maybe we're, like, flirting with each other. You know, we're giving each other the googly eyes. And then all of a sudden, she's like, wait.
Did you send that email?
Did they say anything back? I'm like, girl, you see what time it is?
Oh, that's so funny.
She does this every night.
So that could be a con. Yes, that could be a con, just because sometimes it's hard to make the mental shift.
Yeah, I think that's a great con. Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said.
I think the biggest positive is that you're working with your spouse. Like, you get to spend more time with your spouse than normal. Now, with a trucking business, I'm not exactly sure how that would go, because I'm assuming y'all probably wouldn't be driving at the same time. I have no idea how that would work.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Because I don't know if somebody's going to be the driver mainly, and then somebody else is, like, for the admin and all that stuff. I don't know. But it could be a pro that you have more time to spend together, as opposed to going separate places and spending all of your time there. And then you have just this small portion of time that you get to spend with, you know, your husband and your family.
I agree with the con. The con, you know, is that, you know, you have to learn how to turn off. And you have to do that regardless if you're working from home or you know, working at a job somewhere. Like, you know, you have to turn off anyways. But especially when you work together in the same bit, in your own business, you know, you both are fully invested in making it successful and you want it to be successful. But, you know, you have to learn how to turn off, you know, to work. You know, you need that in general, and you especially need that as a couple that works together. And the, you know, as far as a pro, like, I think that, you know, I mean, yeah, for us, it's like, I got the best coworker. I got someone who is like, she's my ride or die. She's on my team. Like, she wants me to win. Mm-hmm. I want her to win. Yeah. Like, what better coworker is that?
Right.
Like, you know, like,
there's no, like, like, I'm trying to fight for this promotion, or I'm trying to fight for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is team us. So, team, like, us, we got to put our all into it to make sure we succeed.
We both going to get promoted. Like, yeah, you know what, like, I'm saying?
This, like, is take care of our family. So
I think that's such a pro, because, you know, for us, you know, we're working with our best friend. Like, you know, like, it. So there's an adjustment period. I think that, you know, it's the same process of, like, when people say marriage is hard. You know, I think that people always think that, you know, working with your spouse is hard, or they identify, you know, they think it's going to be tough, or they've experienced tough. Well, you know, I think that there's reasons in that, you know, understanding what the defined roles are in the business.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
so,
that too.
So, you know, Gabriel doesn't try to come in and be like, hey, you should negotiate this, or you should, you know, what's that contract doing? Or, like, you know, like, she doesn't try to jump into things that she knows that I've got a really good handle on.
Right.
And I don't try to jump in when it comes to, you know, when she is handling, like, creative stuff, or when she's handling, like, you know, interactions, or, like, there'll be times where I think about commenting something and she'll be like, nope, don't comment that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, there's you know, and there's so much more that she does, and there's so much more that I do, but there's defined,
a clear understanding.
Defined roles of what we are very good at.
Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that there can't be a crossover.
Absolute crossover.
Like, you know, absolutely, that's probably a better thing to, you know, be aware or being able to do a little bit of both. But, you know, it's just, you know, operate in your zone. Your zone of genius, okay? Yeah. And Ebel's is not my zone of genius.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we have redundancies. So our redundancies are each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we can handle each other's jobs. But why would we both be working on the same thing? That's right. That's counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have things that we're strong at. And so why not work in that area, in that zone of genius? So, like, I'm really good at contracts and negotiating and all that stuff and emails. And she's good at all the other stuff. Yeah. Like, and all, and each one of them are equally as important. So that's I think that maybe with your husband, maybe going into this, talk about that. Okay. What is going to be my area? Mm-hmm. What's going to be your area? We're going to have meetings to talk over everything so we both know what's going on. But that way you're not stepping on each other's toes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you both have, like, skin in the game, right? Yeah. You both feel like you're, like, you know, two important members of this team. Because you are.
Yeah.
But
as opposed to just one doing all the legwork.
Yeah, and if you're both trying to do the exact same thing, then it's going to get annoying. You're going to get annoyed at each other because, oh, I was going to do that. Oh, you did that? Oh, well, you didn't tell me you did that. I waste my whole time and I did it too. Like, that would get annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? If I edit the whole video and then she's edited the video too because we didn't talk.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say talking, making sure you're communicating clearly just about everything that's going that on. Would be annoying. Like, whether you get to the point where you're hiring or outsourcing or whatever, like making those decisions together so that you can both stay on the same page, you know, like not like, oh yeah, I did this, by the way.
Yeah. No pun intended, because your name is Paige.
Oh, that's so funny. But yeah, like making decisions together, like making sure that it's beneficial together. So then it eliminates the pointing the finger if something goes wrong, or well, you did that without my permission, or you didn't even consult me. Like, so making sure you guys are in sync with everything that you're doing when it comes to the business. I think that is what will alleviate a lot of
issues. I agree. Communication.
Yeah. Communication.
I mean, it's the same thing. Yeah. Communication, you know, and but it should be the best. I mean, it should be the best time. Mm-hmm. Working together, like working for yourself, working with your spouse, should be the best time.
Yeah.
Like,
have fun
with else would you want to work with?
Right. Get this money together.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you guys can travel. You can work from anywhere. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, if you're doing a trucking business, you guys can, you know, get on the road together possibly. Like, there's just so many cool opportunities. So don't go into it, you know, without communicating how you guys want this to work out and how you want it to be successful and how you both can take on equally important roles to, you know, to win.
Yeah. That's y'all got it.
Y'all got it. We're excited for you.
Kudos to you guys with the trucking business. Yes. I've heard so many things about the trucking business, like how lucrative it is. So I just pray that it is that for you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. So congrats on a successful launch of your business.
Yeah.
So
keep us updated.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get into our second and last sponsor. So we've talked to you about BetterHelp. I mean,
multiple times.
Okay. So let me better help you understand what BetterHelp is. So BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. So if there's anything that's, you know, interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, things that's going on in this world right now are definitely draining. Then BetterHelp can actually help by assessing your needs and matching you with your own licensed professional therapist. Not a crisis line, not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. There's a broad range of expertise that, you know, might not be locally available in, you know, many of the areas you guys are. Services available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You can get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, you know, as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. So if you ain't got the right one, if you're not clicking, not syncing, then get somebody else. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So they just basically want you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website and read testimonials that are posted daily. I mean, there's a ton of them on there. You can check it out. So you can visit BetterHelp.com/LMO. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Special offer for all of our listeners or watchers here at Let's Make Out. You can get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/LMO. So thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring, and check them out.
Check them out. Check them out.
Yeah. So, I mean, for us, this was, you know, obviously it's a last minute podcast. We didn't get it done earlier in the week, but we still wanted to come and, you know, come and talk to you, get a asking babe, because we haven't done one in the last few episodes.
Oh, we haven't?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we've been doing, you know,
doing other stuff.
So keep them coming. We actually have a few more that's queued up for, you know, probably next week. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just do an episode of Ask Gabe and Babe. So send them in.
Yeah.
You can actually send them into our, you know, our email. Let's make out podcast at Gmail. You know, Ask Gabe and Babe, or, you know, just say, hey, I got a question. Whatever. We'll read it. You can actually reach out to us on Twitter. Let's make out pod. Instagram, Facebook, and here on YouTube, Instagram. At Let's Make Out Podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, please rate and review us wherever you're listening.
We would love that.
Yeah, subscribe to the channel. Mm-hmm. Check out our other channels, Gabe Babe TV, The Gabe Fix.
Nothing going on over there right now.
But. Nothing going on, but there's still a lot of great videos to go back and check.
We're gearing up for Vlogmas, you guys.
Oh, we are.
On Gabe Babe TV, so every day in December, we're going to have a new vlog. So
pray for us.
If you've not been watching us, it'd be the perfect time.
Perfect time. Every day. Last year, you can ask, you know, if you got a question, you know, about Vlogmas, if it was enjoyable. And there's a lot of people that really enjoyed it last year, and we're very thankful to all of them. Yeah. And so,
We're bringing it back.
Hopefully you enjoy.
Ready for date night. Sorry, I had to cut you off.
Yes.
But I need to lay down because it's too.
So we're gonna relax for a little bit and then get ready for date night. And we appreciate y'all watching or listening.
Yes. Even on a Sunday.
Even on a Sunday.
We love y'all.
That's why we do. God is good.
All the time.
So God, all right.
All right, y'all.
We'll talk to you
in a few days.
Pretty much.
Bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.